There's a guy by the name of John Kerry. He's kind of a big deal. Remember, this is the climate czar, a new made-up position that we've decided our government needs, and he got that gig from his good old pal Joe Biden, who said, you need to go out there and you need to make sure that we get America back in line with the climate. He said, I gotcha. I'm going to go get on a private jet right now, and I'm going to haul it around the world to take this climate czar position to the world. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to get on this, Mr. President. And so he did. Not only did he jump on those private jets, because that's what you do when you're the climate czar, destroying the world and the environment through your private jet flights. He then got busted for it. He said, well, hold on a second. I'm not busted. I'm different than you. I'm totally different than you. You need to understand that. I deserve and I need to fly in a private jet because I'm not a little commoner like you are. See, it's different for me. I'm a different kind of person. I'm more important than you. I'm more special than you are. I have got to do this, right? I have to fly in a private jet because I am the guy. Well, that backfired. So now he's really been forced to become a commoner. He has been forced to now fly first class. Yes, because... well, he's a big deal. Now, don't worry. He's only doing this on extremely short flights, right? He's doing it from places like Boston. From Boston to Washington, D.C. Boston to D.C. flight time, it's not very long. It's a short flight. So he can suck it up and deal with a commercial flight for a very short, short flight. Now, if you want to know what the Boston to D.C. flight time is, you can do a simple Google search. The average flight time is about an hour and a half, depending on which airline that you want to go. It's only 660 kilometers. It takes about an hour and 23 minutes for the average flight. This is coming from flight.com telling you an hour and 23 minutes. So what happened is John Kerry, the guy who's going to save us from climate change, he humbled himself to become a minion on one of these little dinky flights. And he got busted doing something that usually gets kids kicked off a plane. Certainly adults kicked off a plane. He wasn't wearing his mask in first class before the flight even took off. Yeah, he wasn't even wearing the mask. Now, that should immediately be the end of you, right? Game over. You should be banned from flying on airlines because other people have been banned from flying on airlines for not wearing their mask. Children have been kicked off flights. Families have been kicked off flights because their children, including some children that have autism, were booted from planes because they weren't wearing their mask. We've all seen the videos. Did John Kerry get kicked off a plane? Of course not. Did anybody come up to him and tell him you got to put your mask back on? No, because he's John Kerry. And John Kerry can do whatever John Kerry wants to because he's kind of a big deal. John Kerry is the man, right? John Kerry's the guy. John Kerry is the person that you can't even think about going up to and telling him he has to play by the rules that we play by. So let me give you the entire story of how all this went down. It's amazing. John Kerry, the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, sitting in first class, took his mask off yesterday as he settled into his book. He was reading a book moments before his American Airlines flight to Boston to D.C. took off. The so-called climate envoy was not eating nor drinking. No food or beverage was in front of him. Even though first class passengers are often served before takeoff, and I know that this has not been happening, right? They've figured out a way to go cheap in first class. I fly a lot, and I get upgraded a lot because I fly so much to first class. Sometimes they even pay for it because, you know, I'm an elitist like that. They don't give you anything to drink now before the flight takes off. They figured out a way to save themselves the 17 cents it would cost to give them, you know, a glass of Coke or water or whatever. So, in a February 1st press release, the airline that John Kerry's flying on without the mask on, American Airlines, was thrilled with the mask requirements that had come out with the U.S. government mandate. In fact, the airline's chief operating officer, David Seymour, said American Airlines would fully comply with President Joe Biden's mask regulations. He said at the time, quote, our mask requirement has been and will continue to be a critical component of our comprehensive effort to protect the health and well-being of our customers and team members during the pandemic. Quote, this federal mandate will provide additional support to our crew members who are working diligently to enforce our policy and further reinforce the safety of air travel during COVID-19. American Airlines, the same airline that allowed John Kerry to fly without his mask during the flight, reading a book before they even took off. Of course, for you and I, we could lose our right to fly on their airline forever. Quote, as before, customers are required to wear masks for the duration of their journey, including at the airport and on board the aircraft. So right away, John Kerry's not in compliance. But hey, he's John Kerry. He's better than you. Children under the age of two will continue to be exempt from the mask requirement, the American Airlines press release stated from February the 1st. The press release goes on to say, consistent with U.S. government directives, individuals who refuse to wear a mask may be denied boarding to American Airlines flights or removed from the aircraft or subject to penalties under federal law, in addition to being barred from future travel with American Airlines. Okay, hey, what's up, American Airlines? Just curious, you going to do anything about John Kerry? Because John Kerry didn't follow your rules. You're going to kick him off future American Airlines flights, which maybe that's what John Kerry wants, because then he can justify being the climate czar flying on private jets. In his March 11th address to the nation, to quote Joe Biden, he said, quote, we need everyone to get vaccinated. We need everyone to keep washing their hands. We need everyone to stay socially distanced. And we need everyone to keep wearing the mask as recommended by the CDC. John Kerry, what up? Why aren't you doing anything? Just asking for a whole bunch of Americans. Why are you not wearing your mask? Hey, American Airlines, you going to boot him from the flight? Are you going to kick him off future flights? Are you going to say he's banned from flying on American Airlines? Just asking for millions of Americans who are wondering why you have such an elitist, white, privileged man like John Kerry being able to get away with this. White privilege, folks. John Kerry, rich, liberal, white privilege on full display. I'm waiting for all the BLM and all the racist people out there, the people that love to scream racism, I should say, to be screaming this is racist, right? How did a black man couldn't get away with this? An Asian man couldn't get away with this? A Hispanic man couldn't get away with this? Well, guess what? A white liberal can. I wonder what Dr. Fauci would have to say about this mask not being worn by John Kerry. I wonder if this means now that John Kerry, since he refused to wear the mask, is, as Joe Biden would put it, a Neanderthal, right? And a Neanderthal of his own cabinet, of his own administration, because he wasn't wearing his mask. Let me rewind for you just 3 days ago when Dr. Fauci was asked to come on CNN's New Day talking about the Neanderthals in this country who don't wear masks and these mask mandate orders that are disappearing from states that actually understand freedom, like Texas, Arkansas, Florida, and others. Take a listen to what Dr. Fauci had to say. And the entire time you're listening to this, I want you to apply it all to John Kerry. John Kerry, who's in the administration. John Kerry, who's the climate czar. John Kerry, who's the elitist that must fly in private jets, but when he doesn't, he flies first class and he doesn't wear his mask.
Against the variant. I think both of those are going to be promising.
Got a couple more questions that I'm running out of time here. When you see Texas lifting its mask mandates, when you see pictures from Idaho of kids burning masks and the same being called for in Texas, what's your reaction to that?
You know, it's concern, John. I mean, we understand people's need to get back to normal, and we are going in that direction. But when you start doing things like completely putting aside all public health measures as if you're turning a light switch off, that's quite risky. We don't want to see another surge, and that's inviting one when you do that.
We know that you had threats to you and your family over the last year, and for much of the last year you had security. Has that changed at all, or what has the change been?
But I'll just sat there. I love how they ask him this one question about the mask. They're like, okay, move on. You've been threatened, Fauci. You're a victim of the evil Trump people in the world. Don't you understand that? Fauci on stage dropping mask mandate. It's another surge coming, folks. Another surge. Okay, well, then why aren't you yelling at John Kerry for putting people's lives at risk? He could have had COVID on that plane and infected countless people on that plane because he wasn't wearing a mask, because he is nothing more than a liberal white racist, right? This is white privilege.
When you see Texas lifting its mask mandates, when you see pictures from Idaho of kids burning masks and the same being called for in Texas, what's your reaction to that?
You know, it's concern, John. I mean, we understand people's need to get back to normal, and we are going in that direction. But when you start doing things like completely putting aside all public health measures as if you're turning a light switch off, that's quite risky. We don't want to see another surge, and that's inviting one when you do that.
So again, let's go back and apply all this to John Kerry. All of this to John Kerry.
All public health measures as if you're turning a light switch off. That's quite risky. We don't want to see another surge. And that.
So John Kerry is putting Americans' lives at risk, quoting Dr. Fauci, who is the god of all things COVID, because John Kerry has said so.
But when you start doing things like completely putting aside all public health measures.
So he was putting aside all public health measures. He's putting people's lives at risk. So John Kerry was trying to kill people on a plane. That should be the headline that liberals should be running with this morning. John Kerry tried to kill you on an airplane. If a Republican would have done this, that's exactly what they would have said. They would have said exactly that. Remember when people were trying to take pictures of, wasn't it Ted Cruz? And he was actually eating or drinking with his mask off on a plane, and people were trying to nail him, and the media went wall-to-wall coverage. Well, John Kerry wasn't even eating or drinking. Hell, the guy was just reading a book, and his mask was annoying. He was trying to kill you, folks. That is the headline we need. John Kerry tries to kill you on a plane. I'll keep waiting for the headline, because you know that headline's coming. You know they're going to cover it this way. So let's go back to Biden real quick, right? Let's talk about Biden and the Neanderthals comment. Biden and the Neanderthals comment is one of the best ones I've ever seen. If you don't wear a mask, you are a Neanderthal. That's what you are. You are a Neanderthal. Are you calling now John Kerry a Neanderthal? Is that what he is? Is he a public health risk? Let's go back to what American Airlines is going to do about this, right? Because American Airlines should be all in on stopping him from trying to kill all of us. I think you all know how sarcastic I'm being right now. As before, customers are required to wear masks for the duration of their journey, including at the airport, on board the aircraft. Children under the age of 2 are the only ones exempt from this. And if you don't do what we tell you to do, if you refuse to wear that mask, you will be denied boarding, removal from the aircraft, subject to penalties under federal law, in addition to being barred from future travel with American Airlines. March 11th, Biden to the nation. We need everyone to get vaccinated. We need everyone to keep washing their hands, staying socially distanced. Hold on a second. Kerry just broke that rule. Because he's sitting next to some random dude that's not even a foot from him. They're like having elbow sex with one another on the armrest there. He's got people in front of him less than 6 feet apart, beside him less than 6 feet apart, behind him less than 6 feet apart. What happened here? CDC, by the way, issued on January the 29th a Biden order under its authority from the Public Health Act that became effective February the 2nd, which reads in part, quote, people must wear masks that cover both the mouth and nose. Broke that rule. When awaiting, boarding, traveling on, or disembarking public transportation, airplanes, people must also wear masks when entering or on the premise of a transportation hub in the United States of America. That would be the airport. Broke that rule. The order also specifically rules out what doesn't count as a face covering, like ski masks, scarves, bandanas, sweatshirt collars, turtleneck collars. Those don't work. Okay, so let's go back to American Airlines. Why are you not saving all of our lives, American Airlines? Why were you allowing a white, liberal, white privileged man by the name of John Kerry to try to kill all of us on your airplane? He's been busted for not wearing a mask. American Airlines says, quote, we're looking into it. That's it. The passenger, by the way, who took the photo of the climb is Art, says being an elite hypocrite is hard work. That's right. There were people that figured out who put the original post up there. And they asked, Fox News caught up with that person who snapped the photo to confirm its authenticity. The individual who wished to remain anonymous did give a nice quote to the outlet saying, quote, I salute our very special presidential envoy for climate, for not flying private, but instead flying first class commercial with the rest of us common folk. And while he can't bring himself to follow his own party's mass restrictions, we should cut him some slack. Being an elite hypocrite is hard work. The Washington Examiner reported the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued an order that went into effect last month that requires passengers to wear masks that cover the mouth and the nose. American Airlines, again, issued a press release saying that the company would fully comply with the new federal mandate, noting that the regulation will also help its employees enforcing the rules. I guess they don't enforce it for this guy. But if you got a kid that has, autism and has a hard time wanting to wear a mask, we'll kick you off a plane. You got a kid that's over the age of two that won't put the mask on, even while sleeping on your shoulder, we'll kick you off the plane while going to Disney. Going to Disney. You know, I flew with my son. He's four. And he pulled down his mask to ask me a question while we were actually flying, like where it's loud in the tube. And the lady jumped up, ran over. Excuse me, you got to tell your child to put his mask on. And I had to look at my son and go, hey, buddy, you're going to have to talk louder to daddy. Don't pull your mask off to ask me a question. John Kerry, please, sir, with your liberal white privilege, sit there. Please, just sit there. And make sure you're comfortable while reading your book, not eating or drinking. We won't kick you off because we know you're kind of a big deal. You're important. You, sir, cannot have your mask on. And again, American Airlines, you think they're going to ban him from flying? Of course not. We're looking into it. What are they going to do? Put out a letter? They'll probably put out a statement saying, you know, we want to make sure that everyone knows this is unacceptable behavior. They'll probably actually run it by John Kerry first to make sure he's okay with the statement or the government's okay with the statement, because they don't want to run afoul of the Biden administration. They don't want to make other white privileged elite liberals like John Kerry angry or feel unwelcome on their planes. That is something they won't do. Meanwhile, we have restaurant owners being arrested, people going to the banks in this country being arrested for not wearing their masks. And normal citizens are under attack for not wearing masks. Let me give you a perfect example of just how hard we come down on people that aren't John Kerry not wearing their mask on an airplane. There is a guy who owns a restaurant, a Virginia restaurant owner, who has said, I've had enough of these mask mandate, and I'm not wearing them, and neither is my staff. And if you don't want to eat here, then don't eat here. And business, by the way, is booming for this guy because people feel safe walking into his restaurant where his staff is not wearing a mask. He said, enough. Enough of this. Take a listen to this incredible story of one business owner who said, I am going to fight back.
Tonight, a Virginia restaurant owner openly defying health authorities. Now the fate of his business lies with the judge. And for more than a month now, the owner of Gourmelt's restaurant in Fredericksburg has refused to make his workers wear face coverings. And now the state is suing to have that restaurant closed. All new at 5:30, Bruce LeShan reports a judge has promised to decide his fate within days.
Matt Strickland has spent more than 5 years building his business from food truck to what is now a pretty big restaurant. But all of this is now at risk because Strickland refuses to comply with Virginia's mandates on masking and social distancing inside. Mandates designed to slow the spread of a virus that has now killed more than a 500,000 Americans.
I'm not scared of the state. I'm not scared of the federal government. I spent most of my adult life fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. I have no problem with coming home and fighting here in Virginia.
By the way, I love this guy already. This is a guy that went and fought for his country in Iraq and Afghanistan. He comes back and just wants to open a restaurant called Gourmelt's. He starts it with a food truck. This is the American dream. And this guy says, I fought for this country. I'm not afraid of fighting America when there's some really stupid rules out there.
Government, I spent most of my adult life fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. I have no problem with coming home and fighting here in Virginia.
Inside the restaurant and bar on Route 1, not a mask in sight, not on the workers, not on the customers sitting at the bar, despite the health department's orders that no one is allowed to sit there and that all employees must wear masks. Even some of his customers are skeptical.
That's kind of stupid. The mask is not a big deal. You should wear a mask.
If you do what the government says just because they say so, they'll keep taking and keep taking. And the things that you give them, you'll never get back.
Dude, not all heroes, by the way, wear a mask. Right? This guy literally is my hero of the day. He's right. He's saying after a year of all of this crap and all these arbitrary rules, I should be able to decide and my customers should be able to decide what they want to do and what's best for them, which I do agree with the premise of this. If freedom means that at some point you give people the decision, the choice, right? The same way that we have people that decide no shirt, no shoes, no service. If I walk into a restaurant after a year of knowing what's going on with COVID, there's a certain point where I should get to decide what I want to do and where I want to take my dollars and where I want to spend my money. And if I walk into a restaurant and I feel uncomfortable in that restaurant because their employees are not wearing masks, then ultimately the free market will decide. Freedom of choice will decide whether this guy makes it or whether this guy folds. If he makes the wrong business decision, you could even argue the wrong public health decision, then his restaurant will be judged by society instead of a government mandate. And the point that he's making is we've had enough. We know enough. Everybody knows what's going on. Now, I also go back to the hypocrisy, and this is part of the reason why guys like this that have fought and defended American freedoms in Iraq and Afghanistan comes back to America and says, oh, no, you guys have gone too far. I've had enough of this, and I'm not going with it anymore. He understands what so many other sheep are refusing to understand. You got to draw a line in the sand somewhere. And he's willing to be that sacrificial lamb. God bless him for doing it. He's right. Americans should be able to decide. At this point, we know the risk of not wearing a mask. I wear a mask. I'll tell you exactly why I wear a mask, because I'm around people that are fighting cancer. And by the way, there's people that are going to call me and there's going to be people that are going to tweet at me and send me comments on Telegram and everywhere else in social media world saying, Ben, you're a hypocrite. Why aren't you know, if this guy's such a hero, why aren't you doing this at your own restaurant? I'll tell you exactly why I'm not doing the same thing he's doing. Two reasons. One, I have a lot of seniors that come to my restaurant who are at higher risk. I have a lot of people that work in my restaurant also that are older. We have decided to not buck the system with the mask for that reason. I think there's other ridiculous rules like the seating arrangements and the can't sit with people that don't live in your household and these occupancies that are total crap. But we've decided as a team that we are going to do the mask for the reasons I just stated. I want to make sure that we have a lot of elderly people that come eat at Ferguson's Barbecue. I want to make sure they feel safe. My staff and some of my staff have health issues and they are susceptible to COVID problems. I want to make sure that they're safe. This guy's got a much younger staff. He gets to make that decision. That's my point. It's freedom. As businesses, we should be able to decide what's best for our business, not have government cram down our throats what's right and wrong. Which is why I appreciate this guy. This guy's running a bar. This guy's going to a younger audience. This guy's staff is younger. He's younger. You should be able to decide what is best for you. Everybody knows the risks now. And that's why he's saying enough.
Strickland is still open, even though the health department revoked his restaurant permit a month ago. Now the state is suing him, asking a judge to order the restaurant permanently closed. The attorney general says it is crucial that everyone adhere to COVID guidelines for Virginia to return to normal as quickly and safely as possible.
The state, the governor, the federal government, the president, I don't care who it is, they'll never scare me into backing down, and I'll never kneel down and kiss their ring. I'll fight as long as I got to fight. I'll fight as hard as I got to fight.
He's willing to risk it all. Some would say that's stupid. I go back to personal freedoms. I think you have the right to make bad choices. You know, to risk your entire business, to have it shut down forever, is there, and that's probably what they're going to do because Virginia's a liberal state. That's an awful big risk for him to take. He says it's worth it. Again, he gets to decide. This is the best part. This is the part that I love about this country. You should be able to make these decisions. You should be able to decide what is best for you when making these decisions. You know, there's some people that are going to be out of work probably because of this decision. His employees are going to go unemployed. He's going to lose his business. He's going to lose it all. And once they take away his license to operate and they never give it back to him, I mean, I can't imagine they're going to give it back to him. They're going to make sure that forever he can't get it back. He's going to be out of business. But I also think he's a hero in many ways. And I hope that people will do what I expect, and that is if they do shut him down, someone's going to start a GoFundMe page, and I will tell you this right now. I will give money to him. Not all heroes wear masks, folks. Not all heroes wear capes. This guy is willing to lose it all on this principle. I respect that. And I think the point that he's proving is an important point that everybody should be paying attention to. At what point do we stop giving away our rights? At what point do we decide that we are going to quit giving away our rights? At what point do we decide that we are going to stand up? Now, this guy may be the sacrificial lamb. He may never get his business back. But there's also the hypocrisy. This guy is going to be destroyed. Meanwhile, a guy like John Kerry gets to keep his job and will get to keep flying on American Airlines, and he will not be arrested. He will not get a citation. He will not be removed from an airplane. And that's part of the hypocrisy here that so many are sick and tired of. There are two sets of rules. There are rules for the John Kerry's. There's rules for the Joe Biden's. Remember Joe Biden, he put in that mandate right after he got elected that you have to wear a mask on all federal buildings and land and yet everything else. Meanwhile, later that night, he goes with his family to a federal statue to take a picture, and none of them are wearing their masks, breaking his own rules that he just did through executive order right after he got elected. Within hours, he's breaking his own rules that he mandates you and I live by. That's another reason why I think he said we've had enough. That's another reason why he says we're done. This is why he said, I'm not afraid. I've fought for this country. I'm not scared. I'm not going to sit here and be bullied. I'm not going to back down because you tell me I have to. I'm willing to fight this battle.
I'm scared of the state. I'm not scared of the federal government. I spent most of my adult life fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. I have no problem with coming home and fighting here in Virginia.
God bless this guy. God bless him. I want to remind you, don't forget, if you listen to this podcast, please share it with your family and friends. We've been kicked off of Facebook, and we need your help to spread the word about this podcast. So if you'll take screenshots that you're listening to this podcast on your phone and share that picture of our podcast with your family and friends or put it on social media, it would mean a lot to us. Thank you guys for supporting our podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It means so much to us. I can't tell you how important it is to have your support. So please keep sharing this with everyone that you know. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.